20 cartridges. I'm going on another bend. And there's two or three cars stacked up there, and ambulance there, and the highwayman.
Well, it looks
it's
bad.
It's just about every day down there.
It looks bad.
What's happened, Captain? They've closed this road around the Gatlinburg and Elkmont and through there, and the traffic all comes through here.
I see.
That's what's the matter. They're, I reckon, going to do something pretty soon.
What's the date today, dear?
I don't know. It's about the 25th, I guess. Sounds like it ought to be. The calendar. June. Let me look here.
I think it is the 25th.
This is 26th.
Okay. That's good. Yeah, it's good. It's good for openers to know what day it is. Now, you started to tell me before about this community. Could you, what is the community called?
Where's Valley?
And the, and what's your full name? And where were you born?
Right here.
Would you tell me something about your, now about your own background and then about your family?
Well, I can go on back to my great-great-grand and the first settlers ever come in here. I've got a record of that on paper. They come to this country in 1794 and settled. Run the Indians out and settled here. And that's the first white settlers was ever in Myers Valley.
Yeah.
And he entered land, my granddaddy's granddaddy anyway. Mm-hmm. And he entered land here. So part of the generation is still here.
Uh-huh.
And that was in 1794. Mm-hmm. And what land I've got around 100 acres of land here, and what land I've got has never changed names.
Is that right?
You don't find too much.
Is that right? This farm has been under the... is that right? Now, that was your father's...
That was my grandfather's grandfather.
Uh-huh. Okay. And that was on your father's side?
Yeah, on the father's side.
All right. And where was your mother born?
She was born in Gatlinburg. My mother was Whaley, but now she died when I was a baby, and I can't give you too much background on the Whaleys because Wires Valley and Gatlinburg was a long ways apart that damn time.
Sure.
And she died. She come to Wires Valley to take school. And she taught the second school in Little Greenbrier over there in the park, the old schoolhouse, still over there.
Where'd your father meet your mother? How did they?
She come to Wires Valley to teach school.
I see. And your father, how much formal education did your mother have?
Well, now, I don't know. Back them days, I guess they had I guess they'd let them teach just kind of about what they've got now for high school, you know.
Uh-huh. And?
Gatlinburg turned out a sight of school teachers and preachers.
Uh-huh.
A lot of them. I don't know where they got their education.
How big was Gatlinburg at that time?
Well, Gatlinburg is just back up there in the mountains. That's all. It wasn't big at all.
Mm-hmm.
Gatlinburg never did build up till the park took it over.
Mm-hmm.
In 1926, my grandfather Kraus was sick and got a doctor, Dr. Hoffman. He was a German doctor. He lived over on Hills Creek. And I got some fellas to go and get him, and it's 2 or 3 days of getting him out here, and I had to take him back, and I had to take him back in a horse and buggy.